Week of July 8th through 14th. Weekly Bible Reading, 1 Thessalonians 1 through 5. Song 90 and Prayer. Opening comments, 3 minutes or less. Treasures from God's Word. Keep encouraging one another and building one another up. 10 minutes. Play the video, Introduction to 1 Thessalonians. Give extraordinary consideration to those who are presiding over you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 11-13 reads,
"Therefore, keep encouraging one another and building one another up, just as you are in fact doing. Now we request you, brothers, to show respect for those who are working hard among you and presiding over you in the Lord and admonishing you, and to give them extraordinary consideration in love because of their work. Be peaceable with one another."
The Watchtower, June 15, 2011, page 26, paragraph 12, and page 28, paragraph 19. Speak consolingly to those who are depressed and support the weak. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 reads,
"On the other hand, we urge you, brothers, to warn the disorderly, speak consolingly to those who are depressed, support the weak, be patient toward all."
The Watchtower, October 2017 Study Edition, page 10, paragraph 13, and The Watchtower, February 15, 2015, page 9, paragraph 16. Digging for Spiritual Gems, 8 minutes. How does one who commits sexual immorality take advantage of his brother? 1 Thessalonians 4, 3-6 reads,
"For this is the will of God, that you should be holy and abstain from sexual immorality. Each one of you should know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not with greedy, uncontrolled sexual passion like the nations have that do not know God. No one should go beyond proper limits and take advantage of his brother in this matter, because Jehovah exacts punishment for all these things, just as we told you previously and also strongly warned you."
Insight on the Scriptures, Volume 1, pages 863 and 864. Who will be caught away in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air? And how does this happen? 1 Thessalonians 4, 15-17 reads,
"For this is what we tell you by Jehovah's word, that we, the living who survive to the presence of the Lord, will in no way precede those who have fallen asleep in death, because the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a commanding call, with an archangel's voice, and with God's trumpet, and those who are dead in union with Christ will rise first. Afterward, we, the living who are surviving, will, together with them, be caught away in clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will always be with the Lord."
The Watchtower, July 15, 2015, pages 18 and 19, paragraphs 14 and 15. What has this week's Bible reading taught you about Jehovah? What other spiritual gems have you discovered in this week's Bible reading? Student Bible Reading, 4 minutes or less. 1 Thessalonians 3, 1-13. Work on Study Point 5, Accurate Reading.
Apply yourself to the field ministry. Initial call video, 4 minutes. Play and discuss the video. Initial call, 2 minutes or less. Use the sample conversation. Work on Study Point 1. Effective introduction. Initial call, 3 minutes or less. Begin with the sample conversation. Overcome a common objection. Work on study point 3, use of questions. Initial call, 3 minutes or less. Begin with the sample conversation. Overcome a common objection. Work on study point 4, scriptures properly introduced.
Living as Christians. Song 81. Pioneers Who Encourage. 9 minutes. Play the video, Pioneers Power to Help. Video category, The Bible. Then answer the following questions. How can pioneers encourage others in the congregation? How have you been encouraged by the pioneers in your congregation? Good examples that encourage us. 6 minutes. Play the video, We Must Run with Endurance. Imitate good examples. Video category, the Bible. Then answer the following questions. What challenge did the sister have? What did she do to receive encouragement? Congregation Bible Study, 30 minutes. Jesus, the Way, the Truth, the Life, Chapter 74. Review, followed by preview of next week, 3 minutes. Song 100 and prayer.